This is Gordon Strom, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm drinking a Beamish Draft Irish Stout out of a can. It's a nitro can. So, it's got that cascading nitro head. Very creamy. It's tall, tan, persisted forever, lacing the glass. It's an opaque black color. Looking at it in a flashlight, I can see it's clear. You can barely see through it. Give it a 3. Aroma, it's coffee, cream. I'm getting just a slight touch of hops and esters. Some sweetness. Interesting. Shaking it and moving aside the head so I can actually get at the beer a little bit. More roasted notes follow. Malty. A little bit of chocolate to it. Yeah, it's very nice. That coffee and cream character is nice. It's not sharp in any way. I like that a lot. I'm going to give it a 12. Flavor? Big coffee flavor, almost like an iced coffee. Moderate bitterness. I do get a light hop and ester character to it. It's complex. A little bit of dark chocolate. It's a full palate. Dry finish with a creamy malt flavor. And that dry roasted quality from the roasted barley comes through. The nitro head tends to give it a smoothness and the impression of some sweetness that rounds it out. I like this a lot. It's got a roasted quality without being harsh or excessively sharp or bitter. I mean, it is bitter, but it's not so bitter that it's making it hard for you to drink. Sometimes you get stouts that are so bitter that you're looking for, you know, the nitro head to actually sort of smooth out the finish. And here the beer is actually doing that for you. I'm going to give it a 19. Mouthfeel is very creamy, medium full body. It's really nice. The nitro widget knocked all the carbonation out of it, so I mean it's virtually still low carbonation. It's not astringent at all, and all that's fine. Give it a 5. So overall, very creamy and smooth. The bitterness is more balanced and restrained than a Guinness. I think that makes it very drinkable. I think it's interesting to have a touch of esters and hops in there. It adds some complexity, whereas Guinness goes with all sort of bittering hops. There's a little other interest in here. And I really do like the coffee flavor in this beer. It's handled well. So I think, you know, the roast is there, but it has the sharp edges smoothed over. So I think this is a very accessible dry stout. It's one of my personal favorites. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall. So that's a total score of a 48. For Beamish, Category 13A Irish Dry Stout.